This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, December 7th. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The waxing moon now dominates the nighttime hours this week. Its phase grows from crescent to first quarter on the night of Thursday, December 1st, and is gibbous for the remainder of the week. The moon lights the sky for a longer period each successive night, with its setting time advancing from 10:36 p.m. to 4:08 a.m. between November 30th and December 7th. Venus, the brightest planet, is eye-catching in the southwest sky after sunset. The planet is on the far side of its orbit with respect to the sun, and through a telescope looks small and almost fully lit. Venus sets at about 6:30 p.m. Planet Jupiter in Aries the Ram is high in the east as the sky darkens. The giant planet appears only slightly fainter than Venus and has a noticeably yellow hue. Jupiter is best placed for evening viewing at about 8:45 p.m. when it is 66 degrees high in the south. The planet sets in the west shortly after 3 o'clock a.m. The gibbous moon passes Jupiter on the nights of the 5th and 6th. The glittering object low in the southeast at about 10 o'clock p.m. is the brightest nighttime star, Sirius, of Canis Major, the Big Dog. Sirius crosses the meridian 39 degrees high in the south at 1:40 a.m. Motion of unstable air above us can make Sirius twinkle and appear to shimmer in bright colors, especially when it's close to the horizon. The orange planet Mars is the brightest object in the middle of Leo the Lion and is best seen at 6 o'clock a.m., about 45 minutes before sunrise, when it's 62 degrees high in the south. Mars appears over 7 arc seconds across, just large enough to see the planet's north polar cap and dark markings scattered across its rust-covered deserts through a telescope of 8 inches or greater diameter. The planet is also showing its greatest amount of phase, similar to a gibbous moon about 3 days before full. 6 o'clock a.m. is also the best time to see the ringed planet Saturn, now in Virgo the Maiden. Saturn is then 35 degrees high in the southeast, elevated enough to get a clear view of its rings through a telescope, and are now tilted 14 degrees in our direction. The International Space Station should make a pass directly over Los Angeles before sunrise on Sunday, December 4th. The ISS is expected to cross the sky from northwest to southeast between 6:21 and 6:28 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and should be directly overhead a few seconds before 6:25 a.m. The brightness of the satellite may exceed that of Venus. Free public viewing of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night is available in clear weather 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday, through Griffith Observatory's telescopes before 9:45 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next public star party of the Los Angeles Astronomical Society and the Sidewalk Astronomers is scheduled for Saturday, December 3rd. Griffith Observatory and the astronomy clubs will also host viewing of the total lunar eclipse from 4:30 a.m. until sunrise on Saturday, December 10th. This eclipse will be described in next week's Sky Report. The Sky Report is updated every Wednesday. It can be read and now heard on our website by following the Sky Information links. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.